Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What up, what up, what up? Yo, what's going on, America? Going on? And we are back. We're back after a break, man.
Feels like forever.
Well,
it has been.
For the first time in forever.
I get it. Disney?
Yes.
Because you went to Disney.
Okay. I went to Disney. I needed a break, guys. Pure and simple. Needed a break. It does happen. I am but only human. A superior being, I may say.
I'm only human.
I'm also supremely humble.
Yes, I am extraordinarily humble.
Extraordinarily humble.
I will say that we did go to Disney. And before I talk about my experience at Disney, I need to address the meme that has taken the world by storm. Uh-oh. Made of me. Mm. And by taking the world by storm, I mean one person.
Nice.
Melis2518 on Instagram. Her name is Mary, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Mary. Your name is Mary. It's a meme, and it's a picture of me, Alyssa, and our two friends at Disney. And, you know, we're wearing masks at Disney because that is, in fact, the rules at Disney.
Nice.
We subsequently would not have been allowed into Disney without the mask. And the meme, okay, we need to address this because this is serious.
Yeah.
Because it gained... not one like. This is how serious this is.
We have impressive.
Do you know how impressive it is not
that's
to get
tough.
A like?
Uh-oh.
Like, not one. Not one like. Well, it's going to get it now because it's Mellis, M-E-L-L-I-S 2518. So go check her out. The meme says, well, guess Graham Allen has shown his true colors, supporting Disney and the mask mandates. He's only ever been in it for the money.
Oh, I haven't heard that one before.
You know, it's Disney. And so if there was ever a place, I am anti-mask. However,
yeah.
I don't
you want your kids to have a good time at Disney.
But I also don't own Disney.
Yeah.
Right? Like Disney would not be what I would call public land.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, if you want to make me wear a mask down on the sidewalk, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
You want me to wear a mask in a park? No, I'm not doing that. If I got to go grocery shop and you tell me I'm not allowed in there because, in fact, I don't own the grocery store.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's, like, that's a Republican ideal. Like, what? Private businesses get to do what right. they want to do, mm-hmm. and they get to instruct what they want.
Correct. And the only reason that Disney is it's open... is because of the fact that, you know, that they do all these things. And so anyway, yeah, and Gina Carano and all this stuff. Yeah, I get it. I understand. But the park didn't fire Gina Carano.
No.
You know, yeah. I mean, and so anyway, and also these tickets were purchased way before that. And there are no refunds. Anyway.
And the Mandalorian's not at, like an American staple like the park is.
Yeah. And yeah. so, again, I don't care. You know, I've always been anti-mask, but I also understand that, you know,
pick your battles.
I want to live a life to a certain extent as well, and so
yeah.
you know. Anyway, so I'm not apologizing. I took him to Disney. Wasn't impressed. Sorry, yeah. everybody listening that's a Disney fan, Disneyholic. I was not impressed with Disney. There were some cool things there. I don't get the hype. I don't get it. You know?
You don't have any magic left in your heart, I guess.
I guess not. I guess I really don't. I don't have any magic. I don't like standing in a line for an hour and a half
because
they don't
stupid.
Do the fast passes anymore due to COVID. Unless you're in a wheelchair, you can't get to the front of the line. Which, by the way, if I had known that, I mean, I would have just
broken one of the kids' legs.
No, I just would have put a cast on and just, you know, milked this thing. But either way.
My brother did that. It's awesome.
To see there and... He actually broke his leg. I was joking. Okay. I was joking. Noah's a degenerate. Anyway, there's a lot of things to talk about. We have to discuss if boys, in fact, have vaginas and girls have penises. These are real questions that the world needs to know. Donald Trump made his triumphant comeback to the public eye last night at CPAC. Is he going to run? Is he not? We're going to talk about, is he actually good or bad for the party? And we're also going to talk about COVID. I think I got a couple other things in here as well. Hold on. Let me check really quick here. We've got COVID, the Hyatt, women's sports. And is Trump running? Is he bad for the party? Nope, that's it. All right. But we got to get into some sponsors before we do any and all of this stuff. So here we go. All right. I have some great news to share about our friends at Patriot Mobile. They just expanded their coverage dramatically, which will make it easier for even more Americans to dump the big name carriers who charge way too much and then donate money to leftists. I am proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they never sent a penny to the left. They will never silence you, and they are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Plus, you can switch with confidence because they use the same network as the larger providers but charge much less. Switching is easy. Keep your phone, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Build your own bundle with multi-line discounts and save even more. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Graham or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more. This month, get free premier activation where they set up the phone for you and a special gift with the offer code GRAHAM. That's patriotmobile.com/Graham, patriotmobile.com/Graham, or 972-PATRIOT. All right, so let's talk about the issue that is really plaguing the world. Well, actually, no, let's talk about Joe Biden really quick. Joe Biden has arguably had the worst 30 days, worst first 30 days of any president that I can think of. I mean, it's almost as if Abe Lincoln had shot himself day one, maybe that would have been a worse presidency than this. Joe Biden, basically every single thing that Joe Biden said he was going to do for the American people, I hadn't seen it. I hadn't seen a single thing. Ready on day one to pass $2,000 stimulus checks. They're not here.
Sean King even comes out against that.
If Sean King is turning on a Democrat, you've done something wrong. That guy is horrible, okay? And I don't think, there's some people, I like to say that I'd find common ground with anybody. I don't know if I could find very much common ground with Sean King.
Until now.
Until now. You know, if
AOC.
Joe Biden sucks so bad. Yeah. Oh, and we got to talk about Cuomo being a sex offender. Anyway, all right. There's a lot of stuff. I love taking a break and coming back because there's so many things to talk about. But Joe Biden, when you suck so bad that instantly, by the sheer presence of your name, gas prices shoot up an average of 75 cents across the states.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I have not paid this much money for gas in a very, very long time. Every country in the world found out Joe Biden got the presidency. Bam! Gas prices shot up, man. Insulin immediately went up hundreds of dollars for people that are insulin dependent. And where are your $2,000 checks? They're on their way or have already bombed Syria.
Yeah, that's right. I was about to say that. He said that he wasn't going to bomb people like Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
And we murked Soleimani. But now he's just doing it like nobody's business.
So here's the thing about Joe Biden and why the Democrats are a bunch of hypocrites. When Donald Trump just decimated Soleimani, they said Soleimani was a terrorist, but Syria was a sovereign country. Mm. So he committed war crimes. But Joe Biden is allowed to bomb Syria.
Yeah. Mm. And Soleimani like gas people, like gas tribes of people.
Are we? But again, the thing you want to focus on is the killing of a mass murdering terrorist.
Yeah.
And claim that a president committed a war crime, but yet Joe Biden does it, and it's almost kind of like under the radar. It's like, by the way, Joe bombed Syria. Just throwing it out there. Just wanted to make sure that you knew.
Well, that's the curtain that I always talk about. Like with Trump, there was no curtain in between us and D.C. He told us everything he was doing, and now we're back to normal, not knowing anything that's going on.
I think
America likes that, though. Unfortunately, they would rather be just ignorant.
After
and dumb.
The past 4 years, everybody wants a break, so it works well in the Democrats' favor. But I'm starting to get really concerned and feel bad for him after he said Shirley Jackson Lee the other day and said, "What am I doing here?" It like hurt my feelings, and I genuinely felt bad for the guy in that moment.
He also said the N-word, but the Hodge twins got fact checked on that. I love the fact check. The fact check was Joe Biden stumbled his words.
Yeah.
And so he didn't mean to say the N-word, so therefore it's not true.
He stumbled Justin.
You still said it. All right. I accidentally I accidentally let out a curse word from time to time when I didn't mean to. I still cussed. Like it still happened, right? Like you still did that.
And he stumbled enough for the closed captioning to pick it up as the N-word.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Oh God. Exactly. The closed captioning pulled up N-word, and everyone's like, "What?"
But that's what I'm saying. But Trump, if Trump had accidentally, and there's another thing, you don't accidentally slip words that you don't normally say, right? Yeah. Or at least they're not in your vocabulary. Yeah. Okay, I had a time in my life where I cussed probably every other word. All right, it has taken a lot of self-improvement, in my opinion, not to do it. And still to this day, if I'm being completely honest, because the Lord's not done with me yet, if I get around a bunch of my old military buddies and we're drinking, you know, sometimes it just comes back. And so it kind of makes you think, you know, how many times has old Joe said the hard R? We're not even going to call it the N-word. We're going to call it the hard R.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how many people catch up. Anyway. All right. So Joe Biden's first 30 days as president has sucked. Do we miss President Trump? Only yes. When we breathe. Only when we breathe. It only hurts when we breathe. What's the name of that song? It only hurts when I breathe.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that song? Dadgummit, I have to pull up another song. Hold on.
Well, Shania Twain, "It Only Hurts When I'm Breathing."
Hurts?
Well, there you go. Well, while Biden is like stumbling on people's names, Kamala is actually meeting with world leaders and getting ready to take over.
Is this the song?
Kamala was butthurt.
About what?
The missile attack. She was not briefed about
it. Turn my Bluetooth up. Is this the song?
And you're like, "You've never heard this?
This ain't the one." Hold on. I'm looking this up. No, this is the song I'm talking about. Goes like right here.
Is that a Christian song? Sounds like it.
Why would that be a Christian song?
It only hurt. Well, I guess.
Yeah. "It Only Hurts When I Breathe" is your version of a Christian song?
It just sounded like it. It had that like loose rhythm and...
You're not involved in your church, are you, sir?
Still sounds like early 2000s.
It was 2002. It that's exactly okay. correct. Yep. Ding, that's ding, ding, ding.
All Christian pop.
I want to go to the doctor if it hurts when you breathe.
I know, but that's what I was trying. And then some country girl redid it. "It only hurts when I breathe."
That was pretty good, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've rested my voice for about 2 weeks. I'm ready to do this thing. We have talked about nothing so far. I don't know how far we are in this podcast.
13
so
minutes.
We're 13.
We're 13 minutes in.
Let's
and
just
have,
end it.
Have spoken about absolutely nothing. Okay. All right. So let's talk about Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato is in, I'm just going to go to her Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot.
It's great.
It's a 9-page.
You could go to GrahamAllen.com where the Instagram post is actually held.
Or you can go to GrahamAllen.com.
I read that article this morning.
That was a good one, I thought.
Demi Lovato, where is it at? Okay, it is a 9-pager. All right. Is this it? No, this is it. Oh, wow. She's had a couple nine pagers. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. So it's like, why gender reveals are transphobic? All right. Thank you. Apparently, it's finally
someone said it.
Finally, somebody has said it. You know, back in my day, in my hometown, we found out what the baby was, you know, by the name of the child on delivery day. Because it used to be you named your kids kind of like normal names, not LaSlasha right. and Taekwondo and all this sudden air and ice and water and
what is it, Elon
all this
Musk?
Other kind of stuff. What?
X-Ash.12.
Yeah.
That's what Elon Musk named
Apple. See, and as cool as Elon Musk is, I want to punch him in the face for that. That's yeah. the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Uncool. I kid you not, when I was recruiting, there was this girl, her name was LaSlasha. And it was LA/SHA.
I've heard of that. That's
on the birth certificate. Yeah. So it's not clever. You're just really stupid at a high level that most people don't understand. Anyway, okay. So let's continue reading this thing here. All right. I'm just going to read it as we go through. All right. I'm not going to edit anything out. This is what it says. All right. Demi Lovato is upset about gender reveal parties. All right. It's both insincere and incorrect to pretend that gender reveal parties are not transphobic. You can't have your proverbial pink blue binary cake and eat it too. Wow. This is not about political correctness. Oh, no. It's just correct. We condemn gender reveals not because of our identity, but because of reality. We condemn
reality.
We condemn you in the name of gender reveal parties. Transphobia is not just about prejudice against individual trans people. It's also a way of thinking that understands non-trans people are more natural / organic and erases everyone else. These ideas, like the gender binary, fueled mistreatment of all people, but especially trans and gender non-conforming people. Good Lord, there's a lot of words in this thing. Gender reveals are based on the illusion that genitals equal gender, and that there are only two options, boy or girl. This definition erases the fact that there are boys with vaginas and girls with penises, and that there are people who are neither boys nor girls. The idea that sex is based on genitalia is inconsistent with science. And she's got visit not-binary.org to learn.
Oh, that's scientific.
Yeah. Learn why from more than 2,600 scientists. All right. Now, that may seem like a lot, but I have a feeling that there's a lot more than 2,600 scientists out there. And I would be willing to bet that there's far more than 2,600 scientists that would say that this is a load of total crap. Mm-hmm. All right, let's finish it out. Gender reveals require not just the invalidation of transness, but the impossibility of transness. The assumption is that the baby is cis. Cisness is positioned as the default, and everyone else is understood as derivative of it. The zero chance she wrote this, by the way. Yeah. Absolute zero chance.
Oh, it's a repost.
The idea goes, oh, it's a repost? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then I'm done reading it then. Okay, all right. Before we get into a sponsor, I really want to break this down. So by this last slide right here, gender reveals require... And we'll get into the boys with vagina, girls and penises after a sponsor break. But let's break this down. And we'll do a roundtable here. Zach, I even want to hear your thoughts on this. Okay. Gender reveals require not just the invalidation of transness, but the impossibility of transness. Now, that very sentence right there, that to me says that they believe that transness or gender identity is something that can be learned instead of something that is inherently so, right? Mm-hmm. Because if a baby is born, a baby has no cognitive understanding of what's going on in general, right? And during the gender reveal, the baby's still cooking in the first place, right? So how this is affecting the baby, I don't really know, because the baby's not even there yet, right? But the impossibility of transness, doesn't that kind of negate the whole argument that you're born this way?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking a question. I'm reading verbatim the definition. Gender reveals require not just the invalidation of transness, but the impossibility of transness.
So I think it's interesting how it's offensive to do a gender reveal for a baby that's unborn. It's offensive to that baby, but technically to Democrat standards, if it's unborn, it doesn't count as
You're offending a non-person fetus. Yeah. Right?
But killing it's fine.
So if the Democrats really believe that a person's not a person till you pass through a vajayjay, then why are we worried about it in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does it matter? Why does it matter if you offend the fetus because you had a gender reveal party?
Yeah. My thing is that things are so good that this is what we have to talk about. Like, that's what people are mad about on the left, is baby gender reveal parties. Life is so bad in America that these are what we're talking about. I've changed my perspective on these kind of people from, like, worrying about them to just ignoring them. And I'm trying out that method.
But
and just
these people are the reason that we have a Joe Biden president.
The Equality Act.
These people are, the reason that they're celebrating the Equality Act. Feminists are celebrating the Equality Act, which is by far the most anti-woman thing I've ever seen. And we'll get into that later. Let's not get off course. And this is going to take a minute, so bear with us, people. I told you this is going to be a banger of an episode here. Gender reveals require not just the invalidation of transness, but the impossibility of transness. To me, they just debunk their own myth that you're born that way. Well, if they're born that way, then what does it matter what the gender reveal is that you also aren't cognitively available for? You're not even physically there. Mm-hmm. Not really. I mean, yes, okay, yes, I realize that you're there. Like I got it. Like you're inside the womb. Isn't it funny that you're only a person in the womb when it comes to weird crap like this to the mm-hmm. Democrats?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, God forbid. I mean, you know, if that baby's going to be a trans baby, then you can't kill it. Mm-hmm. But if that's going to be a white Christian male, then by God, you can choose up until the day before he's supposed to be born, and even 15 minutes after.
Or how about 20 years after?
Yeah.
You're a Trump supporter?
Who was that comedian who was like, I believe in late-term abortions?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
30 years.
Some of you know your teenagers are just... Maybe you should just return those and try again. You know, kind of thing. I'm dying. We're going to get in trouble for that. Anyway, all I'm saying is that very statement, and we're going to get into the rest of it here in a minute, because I really want to know. I know what two of you think. I'm interested what Jake thinks on the whole boys with vaginas, girls with penises thing here in just a minute. But before we do that, let's get into a sponsor. You guys already know about ExpressVPN. How could you not? I talk about them all the time on the show. I can't stress the importance of protecting your online activity from big tech who track, spy, and profit off of you. But there's actually another reason. Many of my listeners use ExpressVPN. Netflix. See, thousands of shows on Netflix are only available outside of the U.S., so you need to change your country if you want to access them. What the ExpressVPN app does is it encrypts your data and reroutes it through a server location of your choice. This is not only to protect your data, but also lets you control which country you want Netflix to think you're in. ExpressVPN lets you choose from over 90 different countries, so every time you run out of stuff to watch, you can just fire up the app on your laptop or smart TV, switch your country, and hit connect. Once you refresh the page, you'll get a brand new selection of shows. It's that simple. And here's the best part. It's not just for Netflix. You can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows or sports on other streaming services too. I like using it to watch BBC iPlayer. It's free and only available in the UK. Look, there's a reason why ExpressVPN is the number one rated VPN provider by publishers like Wired, CNET, and most importantly, me. So be smart, guys. Protect your data and stop paying full price for streaming service while only getting access to a fraction of their content. Visit expressvpn.com/Graham right now and get 3 extra months of their service for free. That's expressvpn.com/Graham, expressvpn.com/Graham to learn more. All right, so let's get into the meat and potatoes, if we will, of this conversation.
That's offensive to Demi Lovato.
The old bait and tackle.
We don't talk about meat and potatoes.
The old rumple foreskin. Anyway, all right, let's talk about this. I mean, we'll just go around the room. Do we believe that there are boys with vaginas and women with penises?
Go.
Go.
My opinion is Science will tell us no. We have what's called anatomy. Whether or not people later in their life want to change that, I don't have a problem with it as long as they are 18 or as long as they're 21, something like that. We got a lot of crazy kinds of people here in America, and we're unique because of it. I'm all for people doing whatever they want. But as soon as children, people under the age of 18 come in, that's the only time I draw a line and say, hold on a second. These are our kids. They can't get tattoos until 18. They can't, you know, rent a car until 25, but we're going to let them take hormones. And, you know, their suicide rate is 50% pre and post surgery. So these people have issues going on that I think we should address. You know, it's not just, you know, completely humorous or anything like that, but, you know, that the mental health aspect, I think, is they don't look at it as that because it's demeaning to them or whatever. But suicide rate of 50%, I think, is a mental health issue we should really look into. But no, men cannot have vaginas and women cannot have penises.
My question is, when did sex and gender become different things? It became different mm-hmm. things when people wanted it to become something different to justify their, as you said, their mental confusion as to what's actually going on. If transphobic and the homosexual community and the LGBTQ community were these super awesome people that weren't on freaking benzos all the time and antidepressants and murdering themselves and divorce rates out the freaking roof, I would say, you know what? Maybe you're right. You know, maybe there isn't anything going on up there that isn't a chemical imbalance, et cetera, right? But we talk about, you know, why would a mom, and yes, this is a completely different subject. I'm just giving an example. Why would a mom that just had triplets drown all three of her babies month three?
Devil told her to do it.
Well, no, postpartum depression, right? Like 100 years ago, yeah, I'd be like, she's possessed by the devil. Well, no, now we realize there's postpartum depression. It's a hormonal issue.
Yeah.
Women literally become psychos. Ladies, you know it's true. Okay. But as men who are becoming more informed, we are now learning this, right? That there is legitimate, like postpartum is like a legit thing. Yeah. And it can become very serious very quickly if you don't deal with it the right way. What I'm saying is this whole concept of it, is it not like a chemical thing, like a chemical imbalance, a chemical issue? And I'm not talking about conversion therapy or anything like that. I'm talking about simple, like hormonal imbalances, right? Mm. It used to be you were gay. That was it. Okay. And then that, like we've gone so far beyond do girls like girls better than guys and do guys like guys better than girls. Like we're so far beyond that now.
Yeah.
Like that almost just doesn't even seem like worth battling anymore.
Yeah.
Because it is morphed into this, but dudes were dudes.
Yeah.
That dude and that dude are gay and they like each other. That girl and that girl are gay and they like each other. Now, we used to have Wonder Woman. Now we have to wonder if it is a woman. Yeah. I stole that from Joshua Fernstein. That was a pretty good video. Joshua, good job. I think sex and gender are the same thing. Yeah. I do.
They say, like, we're individuals. We don't want to be put in groups of man and woman. So they create a whole bunch of other groups for themselves. It's like, we have a problem with this system of, like, you're either A or B. So we created C, D, E, F, G, you know, whatever. It's like, well, you just created another group that you're now being put into. Where's your individuality, you know?
But the thing is, and Noah and Zach, I want to hear your thoughts on this. None of it makes sense. If boys can be girls and girls can be boys, then what's the point of being gay in the first place?
Yeah.
Like if it doesn't matter, because you've got girls who become guys that date guys that become girls. So it's still a guy girl, but they flipped it, right? Mm-hmm. What's the whole point? I mean, I'm asking a legitimate question. Like you're canceling it out. At that point,
yeah, right.
Well, I'm attracted to this, but no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not really attracted because it's the same. Ellen Page, who is now Elliot Page. So she's a dude now married to a girl. That's a heterosexual relationship that you figured out how to bypass somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, but it all goes back to the same basic thing. And if we're going to basic biology, you can't get pregnant without a dude and a girl.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And whether the science is true, it all comes down to laws. Like Jordan Peterson, he said, I'll call you whatever you want me to call you until the government comes in and says, you have to call that person something. You know, like that's my line. I don't care if you want me to call you Z-Z-Zum. It's like, whatever, I will if I feel like it, but
see,
I won't be compelled by the government to.
See, and again, I think this is where... well, let's get y'all's thoughts first, and I want to come back to that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a culture issue. Like and it's not going to be solved with government regulation. I don't think it should be, because America is like the country of freedom, so you can legitimately do what you want. I do think anybody under 18, that's like should almost be a prosecutable offense, because you can't go telling like 4-year-olds that like someone I know is like, oh, well, they used to wear a dress when they were a little boy, and now, like, they're trans. Like, okay, so did every 4-year-old. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. That doesn't define your sexuality as a 4-year-old. Like, nobody thinks like that. I don't think the government should regulate it. I don't think the military should be paying for people in the military to be changing genders. I really don't care what you do. It's my job as a Christian to be a light to the world and to represent, you know, Jesus in the kingdom, and do that without enforcing it on anyone. Yeah. So that's, I mean, and from the, I guess, a theological point of view and like a worldly point of view is like, okay, you do what you want, and I'm just going to be a light in my own way.
Zach, what do you think?
I have to agree with Noah on a lot of it, but because like, first off, it doesn't make any sense. And I think it boils down to like people, like once you take God out of society, people do whatever the heck they want to do. And I think that's what we're seeing. The more that God is taken out of society, the more that we see people just giving into these weird desires and stuff. And so,
Well, you reminded me of something real quick story. When I was 5 years old, I broke the fans off of my fan and jumped off my second floor roof to try and fly.
Yeah.
With the wings.
Like I did that with a Superman cape.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, can I get a sex change too?
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, so first of all, I agree. I don't think the government should come in and tell you anything. But I do believe in social norms, mm-hmm. and I do firmly believe in social norms. Now, you see a lot of this with the LGBTQ community. I think the LGBTQ community opened a Pandora's box that they never realized that they were going to open. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to just gay people now, like just people that are gay, mm-hmm. that's it. They mind their own business. They go to work. They pay taxes. They can't stand any of this crap that's going on.
They're distancing themselves.
You see a lot of people talk about, you know, you go all this. Oh, well, that's just the social norms of conformity that they want you to do. Those are good things. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, you know, feminist. I'm sorry, whatever. Those are good things. Like, social norms are good things. When you don't have any kind of compass in a society of any kind, whether you 100% agree with it or not, the functioning of the society as a total falls apart, right? I agree. Hey, man, you want to go home and have sex with your husband and you're a dude and you want to dress up and drag and all that other kind of stuff. You know, who am I as a free American to tell another free American what they can't do?
Yeah.
However, whilst in society, you should, you know what I mean? Like there should be social norms, and other people should not be forced through social pressure and cancel culture, etc., to accept your version of a social norm, which is not the way that it's supposed to be. It is a proven fact that the nuclear family is vital to prosperity as an adult. Mm-hmm. It is a proven fact. Throw your science at me. Oh, well, what about this LGBTQ couple that raised a great person? I'm not saying that you can't raise great people. But I'm also saying that there comes with freaking issues in that regard.
Yeah.
Okay? You have an absentee father as a daughter. You have daddy issues. All right? You have a overbearing mom as a boy. You have mommy issues. You know? I mean, these are proven things. The psychological effect against children. And then let's talk about children in general. Any person... when this all boils down to this, and I love Yaku for this, because Yaku will tell it straight up. This all has to do with the perversion of sex, period. Mm-hmm. Period. Why are we even having the conversation of should children 12 and below be able to pick their identity of gender? Because the only reason they're picking the identity of gender is to deal with the ultimate goal of a sexual experience. Right? We're all like animals in that regard, right? Like, it all boils down to one thing. Hey, you think that girl's cute because eventually you'd like to have sex with her. I mean, let's just be honest.
That's
all right?
How our bodies
even
work.
From a Christian perspective, yeah. You date them, you engage them, you marry them.
You have kids.
So you can have sex with them and it be okay.
I'm being real.
Yeah. Like this is the real conversation. By the way, I probably should have said if kids are listening, you might want to tell them to go away. But this has everything to do with sexual urges is what this is. And it is adults pushing sexual urges on children. Let me explain something to you. Kids don't know what sex is. Mm-mm. They just don't. That part of their body, that part of their hormones, all that stuff hasn't happened yet. That's what puberty is. That's what happens during puberty. All those things start working. For women, things start growing that weren't there before. The true differences between the male and the female species start emerge. To take place, emerge. Some start to salute, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, the point is, you're like a child, Noah. This is real stuff, dude.
I don't think you know. Like, I plugged my ears during the talk. Like,
look, but it all boils down to one ever-revolving fact. People are going to have sex with each other. That's what it boils down to. And to push this on kids, all the way down now, Demi Lovato, to gender reveal, like before the child's even freaking born, this is 100% a perversion in a sexual manner against children.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a straight kid. You have no reason to talk about sex of any kind.
I think, like, this is something super interesting, especially since you're talking about how the perversion of children is being targeted. But just last week, Mr. Potato Head got neutered.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, that's literally a children's toy.
Thank God, Noah. I'm glad you brought this serious issue up. Okay, Mr. Potato Head. All right. Mr. Potato Head is now Potato Head. Okay. Yeah. What about Mrs. Potato Head? Did she get consulted on this? You want to talk about women's rights being taken away? Yeah. Mrs. Potato Head didn't even have a vote on if she wanted to remain Mrs. Potato Head. Now Mrs. Potato Head is on the same playing field as Mr. Potato Head, and they're just Potato Head.
That's vegetableism.
The man wins again. Ladies, equality.
Equality.
Where are the feminists speaking up for the rights of Mrs. Potato Head? Because she did not have a vote, she did not have a voice, and she did not have a say. And I, for one, say nay.
Nay, sir.
Nay. Absolutely not. No Potato Head until Miss Potato Head has a vote. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
I think I got a solution for the gender reveal parties. Can we just call it sex reveal parties?
Oh.
Are they cool with that?
Oh.
Who is my child?
Well, then we're
child?
Pushing sex on people.
No, but listen, back to the gender reveal parties. This all has to do with the perversion of sex. It might as well be called not gender reveal party. It's who is my child eventually going to have sex with?
Like, honestly?
Down the road. Who's my kid going to want to bang later on in life? Let's have that reveal party.
It just
God almighty,
it
man.
Started with a bunch of rednecks trying to get hammered, like, on a Saturday and announce that a child's being born.
It started with a bunch of Bush lattes, all right? And then they wanted to blow something up. That's
so
what
let's
it
do
was.
It in pink so we know that it's a girl.
So women started dragging their husbands to these things, and husbands were miserable. So they made it to where men had something to look forward to. You're going to get to blow something up. There's going to be some kind of cake.
Yeah. Hit it with a bat.
Or you get to, like, aim a bow and arrow at it and shoot a balloon.
And someone's bringing alcohol.
And
so.
Somebody is getting drunk, and that is what happened. And now we're here with Demi Lovato.
Except for the wife.
So Demi Lovato, really quick, just to end this one out, because we hadn't even talked about all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato is not somebody that you should be taking advice from. So I put this on the video that I just posted on Facebook, but I figured I'd talk about it. So this is Demi Lovato. This is an interview from a long time ago. And the person asked her what her favorite dish is. Okay?
China.
So this is her response.
And your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? I like mugs because
nice.
They're very comfortable in your hand.
Yeah.
And they hold hot things.
They hold hot things.
It's a nice dish.
So, coffee, hot tea.
Okay. First of all, Jake, you're concerning me a little bit. They were asking her what her favorite type of food was.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, okay. All right, you were concerning me a little bit.
I guess the right answer,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, no. Yeah, what's your favorite dish? I like mugs. And then my question
cool.
is, my question is, who picks a mug?
Right.
You get to drink things. That's that. No,
a
I mean,
stein.
If anything, a plate would be my thing. If right. we're, you know, if we're going to say dish, because that holds all the food.
Bowls are pretty good though too.
Bowls are, you know, if I had to pick yeah. between a plate or a bowl, it'd be a bowl.
Hey, I'm a bowl guy.
I got that. I know what you're saying.
All I'm saying is, this is the same person.
Oh, okay, yeah, I like that too.
Who doesn't even know, like, what people are asking her. This is also mm-hmm. the same person that has an addiction problem and from her last OD has brain damage and can't drive a car by herself.
Wow.
But she's going to give you advice on how to reveal who your kid's going to bang.
Yeah, I just look at the slave trade in Africa that's still going on, the work camps in North Korea and China, and just all the terrible things in the world, and that's what she's upset about.
So she captioned it with, "Thank you for sharing your knowledge and educating us always." Yeah. First of all, no thank you for sharing your knowledge, and that's right. not knowledge. Second of all, it doesn't count as education if you're not actually educating people.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the fact check came under the Instagram post.
Well, it's just like the Me Too movement.
I fact checked myself. That is true, by the way. Demi Lovato reveals the lasting effect of her 2018 overdose. I don't drive a car because I have blind spots on my vision. And I also, for a long time, had a really hard time reading.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's the person that we're taking advice from. All right, we got a lot of other stuff to talk about, but first, let's get into a sponsor. I got a crash course into home title theft, and you better pray this never happens to you because it can ruin you financially. Here's how the crime happens. The legal titles to our homes are kept online where they can be hacked. A cyber thief finds your home's title, forges your signature on a quit claim deed stating that you sold your home to him. Or her, because we are a equal opportunity show here at Dear America. Then he takes out the home loans against your home until your equity is gone. You won't know until the collection calls pour in. You're not protected by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Home Title Lock protects you. And in the unlikely event you become a victim of title theft while a member, Home Title Lock will spend up to $250,000 in legal fees to help restore your home's title. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HometitleLock.com now. Okay, can we talk about Trump DeSantis 2024 for a minute here? Can we just talk about that? First of all, I think that's going to be the ticket. You know, if I had to bet right now, 30 days into Biden's presidency, Trump DeSantis 2024, that's my vote. Yes, that is absolutely my vote for that.
Sorry, Pence. I mean, you were awesome, but
yeah, but
he should drop Pence after the first. Yeah. Like term, I think he would have won.
Who said that?
Mm-hmm. I did.
We all did. We all said that Pence needs to go. He's not going to win with Pence.
I thought it should have been Nikki Haley.
But either way, again,
thank God we didn't do that.
And who told you Nikki Haley's going to start to nosedive? Who said that? I said.
I'm waiting 1 year, and everybody's going to forget about like her one comment.
Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's going to nosedive. Kristi Noem.
I think she'll still win.
Is going to keep propelling. Anyway, I think
she'll get the nomination.
You heard it here now. 3 years from now, we'll go back to this episode and we will know what happens. All right. So the Hyatt was under attack for even hosting CPAC this year, mainly because COVID is still on the rise. And this is what Fauci just had to say about COVID.
Of being vaccinated and what that means to you personally and your own personal safety and that of your family versus what vaccines will allow you to do in society.
Here we go.
One relates to you yourself being vaccinated, and the other relates to the number of people and the relative percentage of people in society that will be vaccinated, because there will be things that you will not be able to do because the burden of virus in society will be very high, which it is right now, even though we're going way down on the decline.
Even though it's going down, it's right way high.
We are still at an unacceptably high baseline level, with the 7-day average being quite high. So there are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society. For example, indoor dining, theaters, places where people congregate. That's because of the safety of society. You yourself, what you can do when you are together with another person, we are looking at that. And we're going to try and find out very quickly what recommendations could be made about what people can do. One of the things that's...
What you can do even once you're vaccinated.
What's the point of getting vaccinated?
For the health of society. These are all very dangerous words that he is saying here, but nobody seems to be paying attention to that. Either way, all right. Back to the Hyatt. So the Hyatt is under
fire.
Yeah, under fire. Thank you for even hosting it. So Alyssa Milano, of course, chimes in and says, in other words, the Hyatt is totally fine hosting Nazis.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, all my Jewish listeners. Conservatives are Nazis. We are equivalent to the people that orchestrated and executed the Holocaust. That is what conservatives are equated to.
I love how they officially have killed the word Nazi. Same with racist. We don't have words now to define what a racist is.
It doesn't have the same amount of power as it used to. And it's incredible because there's a coalition of Jews for Trump at CPAC.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Literally the day before. The day before.
They're Jewish Nazis.
So Trump comes out. By the way, they had a straw poll at CPAC like they do every CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump was at 55% and DeSantis 21%. So Trump took it, obviously, as the GOP nominee. DeSantis took it right after that. And hang on, I have the rest of it if I can just find it here. 1 second. Where did I put that? Ah, here we go. All right. Underneath them, you know who number three was? Nome. Haley. Pompeo, Cruz, Paul.
I think Cruz is done.
Pompeo.
Cruz doesn't want to be president. Like I think that's really? Over with. Like, I don't think he does.
I think he's trying really hard to want to.
I don't think he wants to.
I
don't think he does. I think at the end of the day, you got to know what you got to know. You ain't. You're not going to beat Trump.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to run in 2024.
You're just not. It's like, so Trump in his CPAC thing called out every single Republican that voted to impeach him and pretty much said, I'm coming to your backyard and whoever primaries you will beat you because I'm going to back them.
Yeah,
Liz Cheney. I've actually met her.
And so, I mean, it's just things like running for Congress. If you think you're going to primary person that voted for impeachment, but the Trumps give their endorsement to another candidate, why are you even running?
Yeah. I don't want to hear crap about insurrection from Liz Cheney. I mean, we're talking about the Cheneys.
So let's see some quotes from him here. Joe Biden had the most disastrous month of any president in modern history. They are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-border, anti-energy, and anti-women, and anti-science. This is what he had to say about women's sports.
For other oil-producing countries and a massive loss for the United States and our great citizens. Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports.
Women's.
A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. Hate to say that, ladies, but got a lot of new records. They're being shattered. You know, for years, the weightlifting, every ounce is like a big deal for many years. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and beats it by 100 pounds. Boom, boom. Now,
boom, boom.
Young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. The records that stood for years, even decades, are now being smashed with ease. If this is not changed, women's sports, as we know it, will die. They'll end. It'll end.
Oh, no.
What coach, if I'm a coach, you know, I want to be a great coach. What coach, as an example, wants to recruit a young woman to compete if her record can easily be broken by somebody who was born a man? Not too many of those coaches around, right? They are around. They won't be around long because they're going to have a big problem when their record is 0-16, but we're getting better.
He brings on some very valid points here. You know, they're 0-16, but we're getting better.
We're getting better.
The freaking, you know, Georgette over there is, you know, scoring 57 points a game, 18 rebounds, 27 assists. Anyway,
well, that's the only way I'll watch women's basketball, if it's 10 trans men out there.
Yes, yes, because I want to be inclusive.
I want some dunks every now and then.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know. All right, so before we get back to is he running or not, we got to get into our last sponsor. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my wireless Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast, hello, listeners, binging an audiobook, America 316, or powering through your workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears can make all the difference. No dangling wires or stems to get in your way. Raycon comes in a range of stylish colors, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off of all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Graham. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, so feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Graham. buyraycon.com/Graham. All right, is Trump going to run again? Here's what he has to say.
Yeah, we're tougher than they are. We're stronger than they are. Together in the coming years, we will carry forward the torch of American liberty. We will lead the conservative movement and the Republican Party back to a totally conclusive victory. And we've had tremendous victories. Don't ever forget it. With your help, we will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be. I wonder.
That's all he says. That's all he says. A Republican will make a triumphant return to the White House, and I wonder who that
man
would be.
Great sales guy.
I do. Well, right now, okay, so first of all, let's talk realities here, okay? Because I don't want to be a show that just pumps fuel to the fire. I want to be a show that actually talks reality. Okay, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Trump is, how old is Trump right now?
78.
Look it up. 76, I think.
Yeah. I thought it was 76.
Yeah, I think it is too. 74.
Oh, 74. Okay, either way, by the time he would be able to get back into office, he would be 78 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I mean, Trump is in amazing shape for his age. He's got energy out the wazoo, but, you know, it's 2.5 years before you really start. Well, no, 2 years before you go to the primaries.
Yeah.
And then it's a year. Ooh, we forgot to put the Bluetooth back on.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's okay. 2 years before the primary. Then you go through all the primary stuff. I don't know many people that it definitely won't be like a 20-person primary like it was in 2016. That is for sure. But he's still going to have to go through the primary. He's going to have to debate. He's going to have to be the GOP nominee. And then he's going to have to run for reelection. And honestly, he's going to have to do a lot better and a lot different than he did last time. We've had these conversations a lot. I think he lost some of the base. Because they put a lot of focus on the wrong demographics. You know, they grew the black vote up to 13%, I believe, but you still lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you still lost. You need the white vote. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know that sounds really, really, really bad, but you need your base. You need to be prepared for voter fraud. So what's the path to Trump getting back, or a Republican in general getting back?
Election integrity.
2022, I think, is more important than 2024.
Yeah.
We've got to get the House back. We've got to get the Senate back. And then we have to take care of election integrity, and we have to take care of big tech censorship. Those are the two most important things, period. And if we don't take care of those things, then there's no point.
Yeah.
There's no point in trying. 2024 means nothing if we lose 2022. We have to take back the House. We have to take back the Senate. We have to secure the elections, and we have to secure and stop online censorship, because that is voter interference.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we have to, in my opinion, I think we have to eliminate mail-in voting. Unless you have an absentee ballot for a dignified reason, mail-in voting, I think we have to eliminate it. Because there's no way to properly make sure that that can't be tampered with, yeah. That you can't harvest ballots, that you can't do all this stuff. It has to be gone. You have to vote in person. Mm-hmm. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
Now, there is one person who does have something to say. And basically, it's GOP Senator warns Republicans will lose future elections if party continues to idolize Trump. All right. So this is what he actually said. Over the last 4 years, we lost the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. That has not happened in a single 4 years under a president since Herbert Hoover. This person added, campaigns are about winning, and if Republicans want to win in the future, they must look beyond Trump. In fact, this person said, losing will result in 2022 and 2024 if Republicans continue to idolize Trump. If you're going to win in 2022 and 2024, you have to go speak to the voters who didn't vote for us last time. Okay, so basically he's saying that Trump's bad for the party. Go around the table really quick before we end this one out. What do you think, Jake?
I think we won the election, so I don't agree with that. But I see where he could potentially be bad for the party. But honestly, like, I think he's changed the party forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be fine with DeSantis, you know, because I think DeSantis is very similar in the ways that he would run the country. So, I mean, I'm not, like, married to the Trump idea or anything, because he came in like a meteor and permanently changed.
It's kind of like the Republicans were the party of Lincoln, and now the Republicans are the party of America First.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's changed the whole party.
Yeah, I think... if you haven't seen it, check it out on GrahamAllen.com. Trump's advisors did come out and say what he's planning to do. And so he's announced that he's going to be doing a super PAC that's probably going to be run by Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah.
And that he's going to be backing all these candidates. And I think the most powerful position for Trump to be in is to not be in office, but to be pushing people, because his polarizedness as a candidate doesn't garner everyone that, if you had a DeSantis in there, you could easily pick up the middle of the aisle people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going against Kamala. If it's DeSantis, Kamala, the middle of the aisle people are all going to go towards DeSantis, and DeSantis, with full favor from Donald Trump, is going to be one of the most powerful politicians. I think it's the same for Kristi Noem, Nikki Haley, anybody, or any congressional candidate for that matter. I think if Donald Trump backs them but doesn't run, they're invincible no matter what, because they're going to get the moderates and they're not going to get the bad press as bad as Trump would have it. It's still going to be bad, but it won't be as bad.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that. I think if he played both sides, if he was at the reins but not in the seat, I think it would be an unbeatable ticket, and I think that's probably the smartest move, or we could gamble and take it again.
Yeah.
I think that Trump isn't going anywhere. I think that but I also think that at his age, 2 years is like 10 years to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just like Joe Biden, man. I mean, look at Joe Biden.
He hit the wall quick.
Look at Joe Biden in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Up until, or even Joe Biden in 2016.
Yeah.
Look at Joe Biden in 2016 when Trump ran and won, as opposed to now.
Yeah.
Like,
it deteriorates quick.
There's no telling. And so I think if Trump is exactly like he is now, it's a no-brainer. You got to go Trump, DeSantis, mm-hmm. right? I think if Trump loses step in any kind of way, I think no.
Yeah.
And that's just me being honest. I think that what Trump has done has changed the party forever. Yes. Mm-hmm. The America First agenda. I completely agree with it. I've always been that way. Hey, man, to other countries, we're Americans and we're better than you. Sorry.
And we know it.
And we know it. At Global Gym, we're better than you. But, you know, we are a long way away. And what we really need to focus on now is 2022. So, again, to talk about the rumors that people keep asking me about every single day. I just had freaking 3 phone calls the other day. As of right this second, no, I am not running for Congress against Tom Rice in South Carolina. From what I understand, just to be completely transparent, the Trump family is trying to decide who they want to back in that regard. Now, will I be completely honest with you, the listeners, and everyone here, that if I get a phone call from Donald Trump and he says that he wants me to be the guy, that's a conversation that we would have to have if that happens. But as of right this second, that has not happened, and the Trumps have not decided who they're going to back against Tom Rice. So as of right now, the truth is I am not running for Congress, and I don't have any intention to. But being completely honest, if Donald Trump calls and says that you need to be the guy, well, that's a completely different kind of... Yeah. I almost feel like that would be like you almost have to answer the call to that.
Yeah.
If that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like that's a different thing of, oh, you should run for Congress, than the Trump family saying, we want to name you our guy to run in primary this dude and get him out of there.
Nah.
That's almost, but that's almost like a public service duty.
Yeah.
Only way you'd get my blessing.
Yeah, there you go. And if I get Noah's blessing, then it's all on.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, all right, guys, thanks so much for listening. We are so happy to be back. Thanks for supporting us while we took a break. It was much needed, but we are back and we are ready to hit this thing harder than ever before. Make sure to check out GrahamAllen.com. We got some amazing things going on there, and make sure to support us at 912united.com. Yeah. That is how you really can help us fund everything that we're doing here. We appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
See ya.
Sweet.